Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for the Discouraged by Andy Lee. Read by Leah Martin. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Discouragement is dangerous. It's one of the greatest tactics of the enemy, because discouragement ushers in doubt, and doubt makes us question our calling, or even worse, our faith. Discouragement stirs frustration and apathy. It whispers to our hearts that we aren't good enough, nothing will ever change, or we heard God wrong. Discouragement strips our courage to continue. But our God is bigger than discouragement. God knows the human heart. He knows our weaknesses, and that's why as he prepared Joshua to step into Moses' shoes to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land, he knew that Joshua, as well as generations of believers to follow, would need this command and promise. But this isn't just a command. This is an assurance. Another way to translate this scripture is, "Have I not appointed you?" God was reminding Joshua that God himself had chosen Joshua for this position. God had prepared him. God believed in him, and God would never leave him. Perhaps this is why, centuries later, as Paul sat chained in a prison cell, discouragement didn't silence his pen. Despite his lack of freedom, Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ in prison through his letters to the churches. Chains didn't stop him, because he never doubted his call, nor the presence of Jesus. Discouragement only holds power over us when our eyes are fixed on failure or disappointment rather than the promised presence of God. When we lean heavily on our feelings rather than Scripture, we risk allowing the giant of discouragement to threaten us, as Goliath did David. Remember how David responded to Goliath's taunts? David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." 1 Samuel 17:45. Not only did David knock down this giant with one smooth stone, but he also used his sword to cut off Goliath's head. The giant's lips would never again speak words of discouragement and doubt. This bully was silenced by the power of Yahweh working through a little shepherd boy who had been appointed by God. For those of us discouraged today, may we stand up against discouragement. Let's grab our sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and stand up against our feelings. May the Lord help us lean on Scripture and practice His presence in prayer. God has called us, and He is with us. Let's pray. Dear God, we're so easily discouraged. Social media constantly reminds us that someone else seems to be doing a better job, has a stronger marriage, or is a better parent. Our success pales in comparison to others, and even though we know better, we can't silence the taunts of discouragement weighing down our hearts. We want to quit. We've lost our courage, our strength to continue, and we need you. Lord, please speak louder than the doubts. Lead us to scriptures that speak into our circumstances and remind us of your presence and your promises. Your word is active. It's sharper than any double-edged dagger. Pierce the lies, silence the foe, and clean out the wounds infected with doubt. We want to serve you in the workplace, in our marriages, in our families, knowing without a doubt that you called us to these places. You will not and have not forsaken or left us. Open our receptors to your presence and our ears to your voice. Forgive us for our doubts and our fears, and help us trust your truth more than our feelings. Thank you, Lord, for the trials of faith. Thank you for this discouragement because it draws us to you. It keeps us humble. Just as Joshua couldn't go into the promised land without you, neither can we. On our days when we feel we're finished and we should quit, give us a glimpse of hope. Show us why it's not time to change directions. Show us you're here. Don't let us measure success with the world's measuring stick. Give us eternal perspective. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.